Chapter 5. Body-Brain Connections. Life is about rhythm. We vibrate, our hearts are pumping blood. We are a rhythm machine. That's what we are. Mickey Hart. Toward the end of his career in 1872, Charles Darwin published The Expression of the Emotions in Man and Animals. Until recently, most scientific discussion of Darwin's theories has focused on the Origin of Species, 1859, and The Descent of Man, 1871. But The Expression of the Emotions turns out to be an extraordinary exploration of the foundations of emotional life, filled with observations and anecdotes drawn from decades of inquiry, as well as close-to-home stories of Darwin's children and household pets. It's also a landmark in book illustration, one of the first books ever to include photographs. Photography was still a relatively new technology, and like most scientists, Darwin wanted to make use of the latest techniques to make his points. It's still in print today, relatively available in a recent edition with a terrific introduction and commentaries by Paul Ekman, a modern pioneer in the study of emotions. Darwin starts his discussion by noting the physical organization common to all mammals, including human beings: the lungs, kidneys, brains, digestive organs, and sexual organs that sustain and continue life. Though many scientists today would accuse him of anthropomorphism, Darwin stands with animal lovers when he proclaims, "Man and the higher animals also have instincts in common. All have the same senses, intuition, sensation, passions, affections, and emotions, even the more complex ones, such as jealousy, suspicion, emulation, gratitude, and magnanimity." He observes that we humans share some of the physical signs of animal emotion: feeling the hair on the back of your neck stand up when you're frightened, or baring your teeth when you're enraged, can only be understood as vestiges of a long evolutionary process. For Darwin, mammalian emotions are fundamentally rooted in biology. They are the indispensable source of motivation to initiate action. Emotions, from the Latin word emovere, meaning to move out, give shape and direction to whatever we do, and their primary expression is through the muscles of the face and body. These facial and physical movements communicate our mental state and intention to others. Angry expressions and threatening postures caution them to back off. Sadness attracts care and attention. Fear signals helplessness or alerts us to danger.